The presentation and discussion will take a look at where we are now in agriculture, as well as try to forecast what things will look like in the future when it comes to things like technology and the movement toward more locally grown food. Farmer Mike Plummer is a consultant that helps other farmers take a look at their own operation, try to make it more efficient and more effective. He says technology is dramatically changing the way farmers manage their fields.
Precision agriculture is really quite important, and it's making some huge yield advances and increasing crop yields and profitability on farms. So that's one aspect. And the other aspect on technology is monitoring the crop and monitoring growing conditions, whether you're using drones or whether you're using satellite imagery, or whether you're actually, when you're running across the field, you're monitoring what's going on.
Plummer says it's more than just knowing what you've planted and where you've planted it. Technology helps farmers better understand what's going on beneath the surface, too.
Soil samples are manually taken and then entered into a grid map. And that map is entered into a master map that goes into the tractor and the combine. And then by overlaying that with a soils map of what the soils are, characteristics of the soil in the field, then when a precision planter goes through the field, they actually can vary the seeding rate of the plants the seeds that are being planted to based on the productivity qualities or potential of that spot in the field. And so it can adjust itself as it goes through the field.
But even as the technology helps farmers have more successful growing seasons, it sometimes comes at a price.
It's getting to be a little bit difficult in that it's a tremendous amount of information, and it's an almost a total information overload for many people. The other aspect is that technology is extremely expensive. And so it does take a larger size of operation, more acres to cover for the farmer to be able to justify some of the technology.
Plummer says farmers are dealing with an increasingly complex way of doing things, but he says those small details are making a big difference when it comes to yield and productivity. Another factor that's affecting farming today is a continued trend of consumers seeking out locally grown food. Rendleman Orchard's Vice President Wayne Searles says he's seen that change, and he's glad people are getting more involved.
I feel that it's a very, very wonderful thing that has happened within the last decade, and I think that I think it's here to stay, and I'm really excited about it.
Searles says locally grown produce and local farmers can help people get more involved in what they're eating and why they need to eat it.
And I think it's always a huge challenge to get younger people, especially children, involved with eating fruits and vegetables, especially vegetables. And I think that if we can get fresher vegetables, it has a better flavor. I mean, you have to say, locally produced produce, you're not going to beat the flavor. I mean, versus ones that you have to ship in from 1,000 miles away.
Searles points out there are lots of challenges to operating a smaller family farm, but he says the locally grown movement helps in several different ways.
It is very hard for smaller farmers, and especially farmers that start out, to get involved within a market. But being able to be a local producer and people having the desire to purchase local produce, especially, purchasing local produce mostly for the flavor, helping to support the local community, and actually having a relationship with the farmer himself or herself has really helped out a lot of family farms.
He says as people want to know more about where their food comes from, they're also understanding the challenges that go into getting a successful harvest. He says that helps build a partnership between the grower and the consumer. Both Searles and Plummer will be panelists at this weekend's Seeding Change program. They both say they hope the session helps people better understand the many aspects of farming and what may lie ahead for the people who bring the food to our tables. I'm Jennifer Fuller.